the Twilight Hour. Written by Nikki Gerard and read by Phillida Nash. "Do you think of him a lot?" he asked eventually. "I think of him on his birthday," Eleanor replied, "and on my birthday as well, and when anything momentous happens. I think of him and wonder what he would have made of it, and am sorry he's missing it all. With all this talk of war, he's in my mind a lot. That it will all happen again," she shivered. "You can feel the excitement in the air now that conscription has been announced. Young men, boys, wanting to be heroes. Young women wanting them to go so they can wait with a white handkerchief pressed to their weeping eyes. Not the mothers, of course. Mothers generally know better." She turned to look at him, and he felt the force of her gaze. "Would you go?" she asked.
"Of course, if I was needed there, not here. I'm not a pacifist."
"No."
"But I would come back again." His tone was pleading. "Eleanor, I would come back."
"Everyone has to think like that. You all have to believe you'll come back. You wouldn't go otherwise. Death isn't real to boys. War is a game."
"I'm not a boy."
"No, you're not. But you'd go nevertheless."
"Would you care so very much?" he asked, and then stopped.
She didn't say anything, and he leant forward, very slowly, so that she could draw back at any time, and kissed her on her mouth that looked like a flower, and her white neck that reminded him of a stem. He hadn't kissed her before, except on the cheek, when they met or parted. He had been so afraid of her pushing him gently, firmly away. Part of being in love with Eleanor was his sense that she was out of reach, a grey-eyed, secret country girl. He put his hand behind her head and held her against him. She tasted clean and slightly salty, and he felt her lashes scrape against his cheek. A few yards from them, the sad Chinese man looked away, politely, at the small white clouds and the green leaves that hung limply in the heat. Gil pulled away at last and looked at her, and happiness coursed through him. She smiled at him, pushed his unruly hair back from his face.
"What are you thinking?" he asked stupidly.
"I was thinking we could go to the church and light a candle for my father. It's what I used to do with my mother on his birthday. I'd like to do it with you, too."